Hello guys, and welcome to the Lean with Plants podcast. I'm Chelsea, former overweight, healthy vegan, confused about why I couldn't look like my favorite plant-based influencers, even though I was chugging back green smoothies every day. After a decade of unsustainable vegan diets, I learned the truth about weight loss, lost 40 pounds, and now I'm in the best shape of my life, even after two kids. Girl, if you've been struggling to drop the pounds as a vegan, stuck in a cycle of self-sabotage, sick of yo-yo dieting and going hungry, never being able to get and stay lean, then this is the podcast for you. Each week, I share the no BS truth about why vegan women are overweight, the action steps to get you shedding fat, and the mindset you'll need to get slim for life. I'm stoked to have you here. Let's get started. All right, so hi guys. In this live, I'm going to talk a little bit about calories because it's a question that people are constantly asking me, and it's a question that I had for a very long time. So if you want to hear more about calories, how they fit into your diet, what you need to know, then listen up. And I also want to answer some questions if anyone's... Hello guys, I'm seeing some names coming up. All right. Today I got a question, and it was, there was a girl that was asking me, what do I do if I can't eat those kind of portion sizes that you... what do I do if I can't eat enough calories? And so this is a question that people have asked me before, because what is the root issue with this kind of question? The question is, can you eat too few calories? All right? And the short answer is, the issue when you are losing weight is not that you can eat too few calories. It's that by eating very little calories, you end up eating more calories. Right? This is the problem, that you try to restrict your portion sizes to maybe like 1200 calories or 1300 calories, or some people even 1000 calories. And then because that is very hard to do, especially if you're portion controlling, then you are going to have a knock-on effect from that, a blowout effect from that, where you end up consuming more calories overall so that your average goes up. Because when you guys are thinking about calories, this is the thing. People think that they are not losing weight eating 1,200 calories a day. The statistical amount of people that would not lose weight eating 1,200 calories a day, actually eating 1,200 calories a day, is like less than 5%. Like less than 3%, I think, if I remember correctly. So it is very unlikely, if you are not like 120 pounds and 80 years old, if that's not you and you are bedridden, you will lose weight eating more calories than that. What happens is that you are eating far more calories than you think you are, because no one is tracking every off-plan day. No one is tracking every single bite and lick of everything. And even when you are tracking, what you're eating or the labels of things is not entirely accurate. There can be a 20% difference between what's on the label and what's not. So instead of asking, we're constantly asking this question, how many calories do I need to lose weight? I can tell you right now, if you can stick to 1200 calories, you will 100% lose weight. The issue is not what number will get you losing weight. The issue is what behavior will get you losing weight. What behavior can you change that will get you into a calorie deficit from your starting point? And that's the other thing as well, because your starting point Mom. Oh, thank you, darling. Your starting point is different to someone else's. So the only thing that matters to you is, how do I get results, right? Like, does it matter what number you have? The ballpark figure for most people as an average when people are studying is, thank you, is going to be between 1500 or about 1600 and about 1900, and that is to be in a 25% calorie deficit. But you don't even need to worry about these numbers. All you need to be thinking is, how do I reduce the calorie density of my food? And this is so key, guys, because if you can reduce the calorie density, that's what's in your food, then you are going to reduce the calories. And so this is what Lean with Plants is all about, because we eat a pretty consistent volume of food, right? So if I would normally eat, and this is where portions comes into this as well. So some people, like myself, like to eat big. So I might be eating 4 pounds, 5 pounds of food a day. Someone else might want to only eat 3 pounds of food or 2.5 pounds of food. It's irrelevant. We just all tend to eat a similar amount of food. Not many people will consistently be able to cut the amount of food they eat. You can increase it. And that's been seen in just even the fact that McDonald's portion sizes and restaurant portion sizes have increased over time. But we don't decrease that. So you have to work with this fact. If we don't decrease the amount of food that we're eating, then the solution to long-term weight loss is to reduce the calories in that amount of food. So that when you're taking a bite of something, if you'd normally take a bite that was 100 calories, you're now taking a bite that is 50 calories or 75 calories. It doesn't matter what that exact number is. The point is that it's less than now, because if you are maintaining your weight, then all you need to do, all you need to know to lose weight is to reduce that, to reduce your calories and to reduce the calorie density. So this is simple in concept. It doesn't mean it's easy, all right? It's simple, don't confuse the two, but not easy. So to actually do this is going to be a combination of knowing how to change your diet, how to build your meals, how to design plates and how to cook without oil. It's the what, but then it's the also putting it into practice. And this is where habits and all of these things come in. So I don't know if you guys have any questions about that. Is that clear as mud? Because it's the number one question that I get, and I have seen so many guys, I've seen so many people who will answer these kind of questions, very complicated questions, in a simple way. And I truly believe, hear me out, I truly believe that there are so many people, and maybe some of you guys listening, who, because you have heard these simple answers but to complicated questions again and again and again online, it's like influencers and articles and the online space has almost trained you to think that those answers are true. And it's almost like it trains us to expect that there are simple answers. And then we don't even want to think. We don't even want to learn how to answer these questions for ourselves and have that foundational knowledge to become empowered in decision making, because we're so trained that if we want to look up an article like, how many calories do I need to eat? Or is tofu good for me? Or is nuts okay to eat when losing weight? Like, these are the kind of questions that people ask. And it's like, that's not a question that is going to get you anywhere. That's a question that's going to keep you stuck. But the mindset behind that question is really that it's so simple, or that it's so easy to understand these. And the concepts themselves aren't that difficult, but they do require a little bit of learning. They do require that little extra effort to understand it, so that you don't have to constantly ask someone else, what are you eating in a day? What are your portion sizes? How many calories are you eating? It's irrelevant to you how many calories I'm eating. It's kind of irrelevant to me, because I can maintain my weight. So I've counted calories before. I've counted macros. Did it help me? No. Give me a hands up. Give me a wave. Who here has counted calories or counted macros? Like, I want to see some comments. If anyone here has ever counted calories or ever counted macros, and has it worked for you long term? Okay, no one on this live has ever counted calories. Okay, one person. Lee has counted calories. All right. I think we've all done it. Let's be honest, guys. Let's be honest. We've all counted calories. Okay, I'm seeing some more hands. Thank you to the honest people. Yes, thank you to the honest people in the back. Okay, so the question, the thing is, it's not, doesn't work. All right. And you probably set your number really low. I counted calories and I kept it at 1200 for a month and gained. Yeah, so that's the thing. And this is like where we get like stuffed up in the mind, because we think, oh my goodness, now my metabolism's broken, I can't lose weight at 1200 calories. The thing is, you were probably not eating 1200 calories a day. All right? and the thing, I want to tell you guys about a little study as well. And there was a study where they took all these obese individuals and they who couldn't lose weight eating 1,200 calories a day. And so these guys were convinced, and they'd actually been diagnosed with metabolic issues and with like slow thyroid and all of this kind of thing. All right. This is what these people thought. They were put into an environment where their metabolism was able to be studied, and the amount of calories that they were consuming could be studied, like accurate. I'm talking about metabolic chambers. I'm talking about scientists coming and weighing and measuring every bite of food before and after it was consumed. So gold standard of studies. Do you know what was found of these hundreds of obese individuals who could not lose weight eating 1,200 calories a day that had been diagnosed with metabolic damage and metabolic issues and thyroid issues? Do you know what happened? They were eating, I think it was like 90% of them were eating 40% more calories than they thought they were and moving less. So they weren't eating 1,200 calories a day. They were eating closer to 2,200 calories a day. I think it was, 2,400 calories a day. Do maths, Charles. All right? Underreporting. Yes. That's what Bell said. Underreporting. This is the thing, is we take one day out of a year, or we take 2 weeks or a month, and we take the best days in that, and we're thinking we're getting an accurate picture. Guys, if you don't have to buy for me. Like, I want you to get results regardless, all right? But the thing and the mindset, I believe, like, we talk about mindset a lot, and people think it's this kind of airy-fairy thing where it's you just change your mindset and it gets your result. I don't believe that. I think habits change results, and I think you got to do things before you're ready, all right, before you're perfect. But here's the thing. The mindset shift that is going to get you results or get you into a position where you're able to get results is you getting super, super self-aware about what your actual issues are. And this is, people will ask me, what is the big difference between like your free content and your paid content? And this is the biggest difference between my paid content is in my free content, I'm trying to tell people what their issue is so that they can then find the answer. Because if you don't know what your issue is and you've been lied to by gurus online, like I was, and I feel I'm angry about this, but I'm also, I could have gone and done some research, guys. I could have read a book. The thing is, I was so confused. I didn't know where to look. I didn't know who to believe. So I believed the skinny girl who was telling me to eat 4,000 calories a day because I want to eat 4,000 calories a day and look like her. Like, who the heck would not want to do that? It seemed right. Guys, if something seems too good to be true, it probably is, all right? So, and this is where I think it's so important, like, get self-aware and realize, like, yes, some things are hard. It might be harder for you than someone else. You might have to eat less than someone else. Your metabolism is different. Your age is different. But when you learn the tools, you can do it. If you make the habit change, you will see results. But that is going to depend on you knowing what to do and then continually being able to make progress in that. Okay, let me just kind of read. If any of you guys have any questions, and I just wanted to say as well, Lena Plants is open for 2 more days. Like, this is the third day. It's open for 2 more days. And I cannot encourage you enough to get in there. Okay, if you are struggling with your weight, if you are feeling trapped in your body, if you are wanting to look amazing and lean and feel that for life and stop worrying about a number on the scales because you've reached it, you're feeling fantastic and you love putting clothes on in the morning and you love going shopping, then join Lean with Plants because this program gets results. Lee said, I was grain free for 5 years and destroyed my digestion. Don't include grains. Yeah, so grains are super healthy. They're a very good source of fiber, very nutritious. I definitely recommend grains and Lean with Plants. The thing is, Lean with Plants is not what you eat in Lean with Plants. This is not me. Like, I didn't come up with this stuff, okay? This is just the most up-to-date scientific research taken from books like How Not to Die, How Not to Diet. So this is what to eat is based on that. The thing that makes Lean with Plants different, in my opinion, is that we marry what to do with how to do it. And this is something I haven't seen in a lot of programs. People are very concerned And I was too. I remember being there, I used to think, well, as long as I know what to do, as long as I know how many calories to eat, as long as someone tells me how many potatoes I'm allowed, as long as someone tells me what time of the day I can eat oats. Guys, I used to be so scared to eat oats in the morning. I used to freak out about having a cooked breakfast. And I used to freak out about I couldn't have a cooked lunch. I used to watch people, oh my gosh, I feel so sorry for myself, because I used to watch people who could eat porridge in the morning. Porridge is oatmeal, guys. And I would be like so jealous. And I so legitimately thought that my metabolism was so much worse than everyone else. And I thought, like, I'm killing myself over here. I'm exercising so much, and I'm eating so clean, and I'm drinking so many smoothies. And I watched my friends, and they weren't even vegan, and they were, like, slim. I'd be like, this isn't fair. Like, my metabolism is mucked up. And it wasn't. I just didn't understand this, and I didn't know. And as soon as I did, as soon as I understood calorie density and that I had a calorie issue, it wasn't my metabolism that was broken. I just was eating more calories than I thought I was, and it wasn't so much what I was eating, it was that I was having juices, and I was having high calorie foods all the time, and it wasn't that I couldn't eat cooked food in the morning, it was just that I needed to get into a calorie deficit. Everything changed, guys. Everything changed for me, and now I'm here, and I want this for you so bad. If I can do this, if I can go from feeling like overweight, and then I would do these raw challenges and I would do all these things where I would lose it. I could lose weight, but I never maintained it because of how hard it was to do. It was never a lifestyle choice. It was never a lifestyle that I could maintain, because I cannot maintain drinking celery juice every day. I cannot maintain eating 30 bananas a day and never eating a potato, or have like an ice block or something. All right. So if what you're doing has led to your weight loss, like keto diets or raw till 4 or high raw diets, whatever, if you are doing something and you can't maintain that, if that's not getting easier for you, even if you are losing weight, you aren't going to maintain that. You've got to get out of the cycle, guys. It's the only way to get freedom, is to get out of the cycle. And I'm passionate about this because I know what can happen. I know how your life can change. And I know that fear of being like, I don't want to do it because it costs, or it's hard, or what if I fail? I think the biggest thing that people struggle with, even apart from like the cost of something like this, is what if I try it and it fails? And what I want to suggest to you is that stop thinking failure is such a bad thing. Because yeah, you are going to fail. But what's the bad thing about that? Because if you can fail and learn, I've got it up on my wall, guys. I want to show you. I don't know if you can see that. Fail faster. This changed my life. Because when you stop thinking that failure is the worst thing in the world, then you can try stuff. Then you can experiment. Then you can be okay with learning. And you see everything as the ability to learn. And when you can learn from failure. And you can get better. You can make progress. But if you are scared to take that leap and scared to take that jump, then you're going to stay stuck. And people who are successful get okay with failure. That's another big thing that changed with me. I got okay with failure, and I teach how to do this in Lean with Plants. All right, I'm going to read some comments. I'm here to answer some questions. My cheek is getting real red for some reason. Getting hot in here. I used to think if I didn't cap off at 1,000 calories a day or fast, I'd be fat forever. Oh my gosh, it's so sad, right? That sounds so much like me. I used to eat raw till 4 before finding Chef AJ. Life changer. Agreed. Knowledge is power. Yes, I agree with that. All right, so I wanted to answer some of your guys' questions. What are you struggling with? What are you dealing with? Are you dealing with what to eat, or are you dealing with consistency issues? Are you dealing with the how to put it into practice, or are you dealing with like, I don't know what to do. What the heck do I do? What the heck do I eat? Tell me, and I'll do it. I want to know. I want to help you guys. Yeah, I don't know why I'm so like flush. Anyway, but if there's no questions, just must be because I'm so great at speaking. Not. Is this resonating with you guys? Do you guys get this? Do you get that? How like when you change your knowledge of something, and when you have those tools, like everything changes. When you become self-aware and you have, When you do that thing that you haven't done before, that's when everything can change. This has like never happened to me where I don't have a question to answer. Anyway, okay, so if that's the case, then someone said OPM69. Interesting name. I thought some fat loss in regards to genetics and cultural heritage. Oh, that's actually not a bad question. All right. So your metabolism has varying... your metabolism is going to be slightly dependent on your genetics, right? But the variance in that is small, all right? So that is not like a thousands of... it's not thousands of times variance between people. It's not like 40 times variance. It might be maybe 20%, okay? So that's a very, very small amount. It could be 5%. I don't even know if it's as high as 20%. Whereas what you can put into your mouth can vary by 40 times. So that's 400%? Or is that 4,000? I think that's 4,000%. Correct me if I'm wrong, because 4 times would be 400%. I think that's right. All right, so you're talking like 20% variance in people of how their genetics are, potentially, versus 4,000% difference in what you can put into your mouth. So what do you think is going to influence your weight more? The 20% or the 4,000% of what you can put in? Here's the thing. You have some variations, but you have much, much more control and much, much more ability to determine the results that you want than you are giving yourself credit for. That is minuscule. That amount is not even something to consider when you look at how much you can influence what goes into your mouth. We don't get to change this. Guys, we're all going to age. I've already started to notice I've got more lines on my face, and it's like, I'm not happy about it, but we're all going to age, right? Our metabolism's all going to slow down a bit. And maybe my metabolism is slightly better than yours. I always thought it was worse, but maybe it's slightly better than yours. It's irrelevant. It's all of this stuff is irrelevant. What matters to you is to get into a calorie deficit so you can lose weight. We've got to work with what we've got. There's a lot of things about my life I wish I could change. I wish my husband didn't have MS. I can't change that. We've got to work with what we got. And you got to make the most of what you got. And if your metabolism is sluggish, you can still lose weight because you have control what goes into your mouth. I hope that answered that. My main starch has been potatoes for the last year, but I'm scared to add rice and porridge because I'm scared to gain weight. Okay. Overall calorie deficit. That is what my words are for you. If you're in an overall calorie deficit, you are going to keep losing. You are not going to gain weight. It's very, very unlikely to gain weight from those foods because they're still very low in calories comparatively. I'd be more worried about processed food. Once you reach your goal, do you get lazy and complacent? Maybe you go into denial. That's a really good question. The thing is, if you can reach your goal, and this is really important, guys, listen up. If you can reach your goal, then you've made a habit change along the way. Because it takes a long time. I'm 2 years into this, all right? So it took me probably a year and a half to get from 40 pounds heavier to where I am now. So there's, to be able to keep losing weight over a year and a half period, that's not something that you're willpowering anymore. That's something that has become autopilot. Those habits have led to that result. So if you maintain those habits, and by that time they should be pretty formed, you might gain a little bit. Like, I've gained a little bit of weight because my circumstance changed, my environment changed. I went from working and biking to work every day and working in a very physical job to not. So my total environment changed. So I've gained a little bit of weight from that, even though my habits stayed fairly similar. I've had a few times where my habits have slightly changed and I've gotten complacent. But because the bulk of them and the base of them is formed and solidified, I can easily pull it back, and I know exactly where to do that. So that can happen. It can definitely happen. If you don't maintain the things that got you to that, you won't. But you're very likely to at that stage because you know how good it feels and you've also got those habits in place. I get it now. Thank you. I'm losing weight now. What happens when I stop losing? Will my appetite change? If you stop losing, if you're in a genuine plateau, then you are going to need to reduce your calories further. And there's an art in this, guys, because if you've changed a lot in your diet and then you want to reduce your calories further, you have to look at what can be permanent change. So small tweaks at that stage make a big difference over time. If you have a lot of weight to lose and your habits are still that you're eating a lot of processed food, you're eating a lot of high calorie food, then it's going to take big change to get big results. But at that later stage, small changes are where it's at, small permanent changes. And I talk about how to do this in the course. I've got a whole module on like the last 5 pounds, the last 10 pounds. And it's really helpful. How can I reduce the likelihood of loose skin? I have no idea. I'm sorry. I've got loose skin. I've had 2 kids. The thing is, when you're lean, it's literally will be skin. It's not going to be fat. What we look at as loose skin a lot of the time is skin, loose skin with fat inside it, and then it looks more bulgy. But if you're pretty lean, then that loose skin is going to be not very visible when you're standing up straight. Unless you've got a lot of weight to lose. In that case, I don't know. It's just not something I know much about. Is there a certain amount of potatoes that are too much to consume in one day? Fruit-eating potatoes is new to me. It's hypothetically, yes, but in actually you being able to eat that much because potatoes are so satisfying, unlikely, very unlikely, because of how satisfying they are. You would want to stop eating potatoes if they don't have like salt or oil on them, much sooner than you could overeat on calories for most people. Moisturizing with rice shea butter on the skin, don't eat it. Oh, yeah, don't eat the shea butter, okay? Guys, we had a crisis avoided. Lose weight gradually, train to tone. So this is interesting. Who wants to get toned? Put your hands up if you want to get toned, okay? Who doesn't want to have like abs? Who doesn't want to look toned? I think there is a lag. So the thing about looking toned is you have to get to a pretty low body fat percentage so that you can see muscle definition. You are not going to see muscle definition if you've got a layer of fat over that muscle, you're not going to see it. So you have to have not much fat covering that muscle so that you can see that. So there's no training that gets you toned. You can build muscle. You will build muscle by training. It's a good thing to do. But to reveal that muscle, you have to be at a low body fat. And the only way you get to a low body fat is to be in a calorie deficit to a point where you reach a low body fat. So your main goal is to understand the nutrition and to get into those habits that are going to get you losing body fat, and train. Like, sure, train. Training is good for you, but don't expect that it's going to change how you look if you are not losing fat. I'm going to leave it there, guys, but I do want to encourage you, for the 45 people who are watching this, if anything that I've said has resonated with you, if you have learned from me and you have gotten some level of results, or you are thinking, hey, like, I know I need a change, all right? I want this, I want something to work for me. I want something to be out there to work for me. If you're a vegan woman and you are trying to lose weight on a plant-based diet or eating a mostly plant-based diet, please get into Lean with Plants so that you can learn how to do this. Have 30 pounds to lose. Would this work for me? If you put these things into practice, yes. Yes. If you learn and you work your way through these stages of weight loss, yes, you can lose those 30 pounds, 100%. There is no reason that you can't. The thing is, this is not a program that will work for you or not work for you. This is a program that you learn how to make it work for you. I can't read you on what your name is, but I lost 30 pounds. Woo! Love it. Yeah, and I lost like 40 pounds, so it's so possible. How do you know it was fat and not muscle loss? You will lose a small amount of muscle while you're in a calorie deficit. The best way to combat that is to weight train and lift heavy. That's the best way to combat, even just walking. Any kind of exercise is going to be how you combat muscle loss while you are losing weight. Does coffee hinder anything? So I don't even know how to answer this. I mean, coffee is zero calories. How can it hinder anything? Overall calorie deficit. Guys, the thing that will stop you losing weight is if you are not in an overall calorie deficit. So I see someone wants to go live with me. I don't know if this, people want to go live with me. I'm like, do you actually want to go live with me? Or are you, is this a mistake? Imagine how awkward that would be. Just go live with someone and it's like, it's awkward. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there, guys. Hop into the course. If you have a question, if you've been on this live and you're like, I don't know if this is going to work for me, I've got a specific situation, like, let me know, okay? I'm an approachable person. I don't bite, all right? So send me a DM. That was a mistake. Send me a message if you want to know more. I really want to see you guys in there. I want to see you making results. I want to be sharing your transformation in 6 months' time and shouting that out to the world, because I know it's going to be amazing. So get into Lean with Plants. The link is in my bio, all right? I just want to read this one more comment. I lost my weight when I went whole foods, plant-based, following calorie density. This is a lifestyle. Yes. Preach it, girl. 100%. Okay. See you guys. Love you guys. And I'll talk to you really soon.